What is going on, South Carolina and all the ships at sea? We are live from Crescent Builders in Easley. We encourage you to come on out and see us this afternoon. It's a great place. Find out what the latest is in outbuildings. And they have everything at Crescent Builders. In fact, they have a brand new building that just drove onto the lot right now. That is a concrete building. It is the first of its type in the upstate of South Carolina. It is cool as can be. It even has a porch. It's insulated, as a fan. And you better buy it quick because I have my eye on it. I'm sure they can get others, but man, it's absolutely unbelievable. So it's all here at Crescent Builders of Easley, and we have free Papa John's pizza for you. So we encourage you to come on out. We have Tigers for Tatas bracelets. In fact, Jason already bought 20 of them. And by the way, they had a big day today at Subway with Kelly and Kwok and Dabo and Kathleen Sweeney, and Holly Rowe was out there as well. So we appreciate all you people getting involved. Again, Tigers for Tata is a incredible campaign. And as I said yesterday, you know, the best part about it is every dollar goes to the cause. You know, again, look, you people live in this world. We get hit up every day. We get hit up for this and that. But the problem is we have no way of vetting any of these things. We don't know where the money's really going. Because if you did, you'd be more willing. Because, I mean, I get calls constantly from this, that. But the problem is, I mean, I hate to, it's sad that we're in this situation that you have to question everything, but you do, because there are so many scammers and lowlifes trying to take advantage. And so you just never really know. I mean, plus we've seen even some of these big name charities where later on we learn that people were taking money off the top and that they're, you know, riding around on some yacht in the Caribbean at our expense. Well, I'm not funding their private little trips. And that's what makes Tigers for Tatas so great, is that you know where every single dollar goes. It all goes to the cause. It's all local. And that's what makes it so incredible. And again, we're out at Crescent Builders. Bring the family. Bring the neighbor's family. We have Papa John's pizza. We're going to feed you all day. Drinks. Come on out and join us at Crescent Builders this afternoon in Easley. Very easy to get to. Find out what the latest that they have is. We'll be telling you more throughout the course of the day. There's no place like Crescent Builders. They started in Iowa a million years ago, and now they've moved to second location here to Easley. It's a great spot. And again, today, right now, you can see the brand new concrete building. It is the first of its type in the upstate of South Carolina, and it is here. So come on out and see us. John Height joins me this afternoon. How are you today, John?
I'm doing well, Walt. How about yourself?
I'm all right. I'm as well as can be.
We're here.
That's right. I'm fine.
That's right. Oh, yeah, yeah. How are you, Ramona? Sorry. That's what I was actually going to ask next. Yeah, I was coming right to that.
Sure.
So you're fine.
Yes, I'm doing good.
Good to know. I'm good to know. Have you completed your Carolina Alliance Bank You Pick 'Em contest entries?
Yes, I did. I turned them in earlier.
Good, good, good. So, as usual, at least Road Rage is in on time, unlike some of these other ne'er-do-wells who constantly test Kelly's patience and the time allotment given for your entries. We're going to get to that. In fact, we're going to get to it early because I want to talk a lot of football today. We're also going to talk some NFL power ratings that I did that really have been carrying around with me since Monday that we just haven't had a chance to get to. I thought we might do them today, so we will do that. We will do that as well. A little bit of boxing UFC news, but I want to start with this. John, you probably weren't up. Did you watch the Boston Red Sox-Houston game last night?
I saw bits and pieces of it, but I didn't watch the whole thing, no.
You know, obviously, a lot of controversy surrounding the game based on the Altuve would-be two-run home run that was called fan interference. And instead of a two-run home run, which would have tied the game, and of course, in the final score, Houston finished two runs back. It was one of the worst calls in Major League Baseball history. It's inarguable. The only people who are arguing this today is if you're a fan of the Red Sox or, you know, you're sight challenged. Otherwise, no one's arguing this. You can't. It's inarguable. It's inarguable. It's one of the worst calls ever made. In fact, I was glad. Look, I don't believe in whining after the fact. Bad calls are part of sport. But you would think when you have replay, you could get it right. I was glad after the fact that the entire TBS crew called it out. That the entire TBS crew of Gary Sheffield and Jimmy Rollins and Pedro, etc., they all were in unanimous agreement that it was one of the worst calls ever made. And I think it was. I mean, in fact, Gary Sheffield said it was the most egregious call he has ever seen in his lifetime in baseball. And it was. I mean, again, if you understand the rule, it's inarguable. You can't debate it. I'll tell you what you can debate. If you're a Red Sox fan, you can debate whether it would have meant you lost the game, because it doesn't necessarily mean that. We don't know who would have won the game. We have no way of knowing. I mean, maybe the Red Sox would have won anyway. The Red Sox are a great baseball team. You don't win 108 games without being a great baseball team. And all night long, they had a lot of two-out hits. They delivered in the clutch. They did all the things that winning baseball teams do. In fact, you know, they saved the game on a diving catch with the bases loaded that, had the play not been made, it goes to the wall and Houston wins. So this is not in any way, just to be clear, to diminish what the Red Sox have done, nor is it to suggest that they wouldn't have won anyway. Again, we have no way of knowing that. It's just to point out that the call was one of the worst calls in Major League Baseball history. And again, I don't see how anyone can argue it. The ball was in the stands. The fan did not extend his arms. He barely moved his arms, at all. The ball was clearly in the stands. I mean, you have an outfielder who's 2 feet in Betts, who's 2 feet over the wall. You know, it's just a terrible call. And what you have is a case of a well-known umpire who thinks he's above reproach, who wasn't going to change his own call. And according to Jimmy Rollins, this has happened numerous times with him, and that the New York is extremely reluctant to overturn any of his calls. You know, I can't say whether that's accurate or not, but what I can say is I feel cheated because last night's game was unbelievable. There was a lot of bad. I mean, Craig Kimbrell can't get anybody out. The ZZ Top, red beard, wannabe, praying mantis, goofball, pitching delivery. I mean, I don't know what you call that thing, and I'm sick of that guy's whole act, but I mean, that guy can't get anybody out. The only outs he gets is when outfielders make amazing throws to throw people out trying to advance off their hits, and he can't find home plate. As Pedro Martinez, I think, correctly said, he's locating home plate too late in his delivery. Regardless, the game was a classic. The game was played between two elite teams. It could not have been any more competitive. It was absolutely, listen, we don't see many baseball games anymore that I think are just like riveting. That was riveting. It was riveting. It kept you up. If you were up watching it, you stayed up watching it because you couldn't go away from it. But unfortunately, the game may or may not have been decided early on with one of the worst baseball umpiring decisions that has ever been made. I mean, and the fact that they went to replay and that they did not overturn that is, as Sheffield says, egregious. It's reprehensible. It's pathetic. It's, you know, again, don't show us replays if you're not going to make the right call. And it is inarguable. You know, people want to, last night on Twitter, I had Red Sox fans who came at me, John, and said, well, you know, that's not the rule. That's not the rule. So I immediately pulled up the rule, put it on my page, and I, in capital letters, I put, you know, basically, freaking read this. You know, read the rule. Educate yourself. Know what you're talking about. You know, because people are getting it mixed up. They're saying, well, you know, he closed his glove. The fan closed his glove. First of all, that didn't happen. Okay, because I agree with the crew after the game that his glove was already closing before the fan ever touched it because he was concerned about the collision with the wall. But regardless, it's irrelevant. It has nothing to do with the rule. It doesn't matter whether he would have caught it, wouldn't have caught it. It's irrelevant. It has nothing to do with the rule. When the ball reaches the stands, it's free. It's up for grabs, and that's what happened. That ball was a home run. It was 2 feet over the wall. It was in the stands, and that should have been the ruling. It should have been a two-run home run, and Major League Baseball knows it. That's the worst part of all, John, is that Major League Baseball, look, when you have a team of people like Jimmy Rollins and Pedro Martinez and Gary Sheffield, three guys who have storied baseball careers, and they are all telling you that the call was the worst call in baseball history, then don't let anybody at the Major League Baseball offices tell you anything other than that. Everyone knows. Everyone who doesn't have a vested interest, everyone who isn't a lifelong Red Sox fan, everyone knows it was a bad call. Listen, it's okay to admit it, Red Sox fans. One of my friends, Josh Phillips, is a Red Sox fan, last night on Twitter, said the same thing. He said, It was gone. It was a home run. You know, it was. It just was. It doesn't diminish what you did. You know, it's these kind of conversations we get in all the time. It's like somehow you're diminished by a bad call. Listen, you're not the umpires. The umpiring crew isn't from Boston. You're not the umpires. It's not on you. It's on them. It had nothing to do with you. And again, I reiterate, the Red Sox may have won the game anyway. That's something that we'll never know. They may well have won the game anyway. They're a great baseball team. They are a tremendous baseball team. They made a lot of winning plays last night. It could well be that they would have won the game anyway. The sad thing is, we'll never know. That's the sad thing. Because of a hideous call that cost the Astros two runs in a game that concluded with a two-run margin. That's bad. That's really bad for Major League Baseball. In fact, I wrote last night after it occurred, MLB better hope the Astros win so they don't have to answer these questions. But then I added, or just wait 2 weeks because none of it will matter. Like, because that's the world we live in. 2 weeks. And where baseball is concerned, I don't think it's 2 weeks. 2 weeks is for football. Baseball is like 36 hours. baseball doesn't even have the two week wait rule. It has like a 36-hour wait rule.
They won't even make it through the weekend.
That's exactly right. All right, we're live from Crescent Builders. Come and see us. I promise it won't be all baseball talk today. In fact, that's the majority of it. But you want to get in, 654-7627. You're welcome to do so. But again, if you're a Red Sox fan, don't worry. Be happy. Everyone knows that Houston got screwed over, but it's still a 3-1 lead for you. And no matter what I say or what Gary Sheffield says or Pedro Martinez says or Jimmy Rollins says, it's still a 3-1 lead for you. And if Houston wants to win, they're going to have to come back and win three straight games, which would be a monumental task against a team that won 108 games. And as I indicated, we do not know whether the Red Sox would have won the game anyway. They well might have. They're a terrific team. It's just unfortunate that we didn't get to see it play out. We had an incredible baseball game last night that would have been even more incredible had the correct decision been made on that call. In fact, they still might be playing. Walt Tiptula Road Rage, live from Crescent Builders. Come see us. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back.
Are you tired of eating greasy fast food for lunch? Stop in at Carson Steak Warehouse and try their daily lunch specials like cheesy steak quesadillas, delicious bacon cheeseburgers, barbecue sandwiches, and more, all under $8. Also, check out their early bird specials from 3 to 6. Ditch the fast food. Eat fresh at Carson's and Anderson, 150 West Beltline Boulevard in Anderson, besides Tucker's. View their full menu online at carsonsteakwarehouse.net. Again, that's carsonsteakwarehouse.net.
Right now at Blanchard Machinery, get 0% for 60 months on new Cat equipment. Because we know growing your business isn't just one thing. It's a million little things. And we're ready to help. With expert advice, flexible financing, and industry-leading equipment, you can get the job done day after day. Get 0% for 60 months on new Cat equipment. Call 844-BLANCHARD or visit blanchardmachinery.com/TV. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi, this is Coach Dabo Sweeney. You know, when it comes to buying or servicing a vehicle, I always choose Toyota of Easley for their great selection, affordable prices, and outstanding customer service. Toyota of Easley is a family-owned business, and in all the years I've been a customer, I've always been treated like family. I encourage you to visit Toyota of Easley if you're looking for a new or pre-owned vehicle or in need of service. Toyota of Easley is all in, and their name means a great deal.
Every year, WCCP gives you a chance to get our one-of-a-kind Tigers for Tatas wristband. All money goes to Dabo Swinney's All In Foundation, and you'll get your chance to grab a few and talk sports with Brad and Ben on October 18th. The press box will be hanging out at Locomart on Old Greenville Highway from 9 until noon. Locomart's teaming up with Tiger Moving Company to move some Tigers for Tatas wristbands. We'll have Papa John's Pizza and giveaways, too. Join us October 18th from 9 till noon at Locomart from 105.5 The Roar.
The Surgery Center at Pelham is a fresh approach to the outpatient surgery experience. First of all, we're a smaller facility, so we really are a true team where we make decisions together as a team to care for our patients the absolute best way possible. We are the ones that are successfully performing the total knee and hip replacements as outpatient surgery here in the Upstate. At the Surgery Center at Pelham, our team of medical professionals are with you every step of the way. From the time you enter our doors that morning to the time you walk out of our facility that afternoon. I'm Kathy Witham, one of the clinical directors at the Surgery Center at Pelham, and I want to personally invite you to come see us and take a tour of our surgery center. Meet our wonderful staff and allow us to answer any questions you might have about total knee or total hip replacement surgery. We're just different from everybody else. You'll be impressed. The Surgery Center at Pelham, where we're doing amazing things to improve your surgical experience.
Do you have a love-hate relationship with your credit card? You love the freedom and convenience the credit card gives you, but you hate the high interest rates? And let's face it, they're high. 17, 18, even 20% APR? That's pretty outrageous. But with Lightstream's credit card consolidation loan, rather than throwing your money away on high interest payments, you can get a much lower rate, as low as 6.14% APR with AutoPay. And today, if you want an even lower rate, apply at lightstream.com/radio for a special discount. Plus, with Lightstream, your rate is fixed, so as rates continue to rise, your rates won't budge. They'll stay low. You can get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000, which means you can pay off your credit card and start paying an interest rate you can really love, thanks to Lightstream.
Ready to start saving? Apply now at lightstream.com/radio. That's right. Get your extra discount by applying today at lightstream.com/radio. That's lightstream.com/radio.
Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.5% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/radio for more information.
Love driving again and enjoy no payments for up to 90 days at State Credit Union. And with rates as low as 1.99% APR on new cars, now is the perfect time to buy. Plus, applying for your new car loan is fast and easy. Call, click, or stop by any of the 20 statewide branches of State Credit Union today. Learn more online at scscu.com. That's scscu.com. State Credit Union, taking members where they want to go.
Certain terms and conditions apply. Rates, conditions, and programs are subject to change without notice. Equal housing lender, federally insured by the...
In small towns across the South, big careers starting and staying at home may seem unlikely. But at Ingalls, we help build communities by keeping our best and brightest right here at home, making our stores and our towns better than ever.
This Week at Ingles, premium certified USDA choice beef, linen roll, or top round roast, $2.98 a pound. Select variety 64-ounce V8 Splash, $1.88. And select sizes and varieties Nature Valley or Fiber One bars, 4 for $10. Ingles, low prices, love the savings.
No one's better than Walt Staptula. Just ask him. It's Road Rage on 105.5 The Roar.
Excuse me, I'm talking.
Now back to Walt and Ramona.
Welcome to the Road Rage. We are WCCP 105.5 The Roar, live from Crescent Builders in Easley. Come on out and see us. It's a beautiful afternoon. It's a perfect day to come check out everything they have to offer. And you know what? I have all sorts of Papa John's pizza here. I have pizza loaded up with pepperoni. I have cheese. We have it all. So come on out. Bring the family. Come on out to Crescent Builders. Easy to get to. Come out, see us this afternoon. Crescent Builders in Easley. It's, what is it, John? 4043 Calhoun Memorial Highway?
I believe so.
Is it 4043?
Yeah. Yes.
Yes, 4043. Come on out and see us. And again, they have the new concrete building. When I say new, they were driving it in when I got here. I mean, they just parked it. First one of its type in the upstate, and it has a porch. It's incredibly cool. You want a building that withstands stuff, that's strong, that will withstand anything? It's right here. It's in Easley. Come check it out. You'll thank me later. And stuff your face while you're here. Stuff your face and buy some Tigers for Tatas bracelets. Do all that stuff right here today. Beautiful day. Come on out. Come on out and see us. Nikki asks, and rightfully so, can we talk about Jackie Bradley Jr. in the postseason? Now, she's a Red Sox fan. I guess I couldn't figure that out. I saw it last night. I guess she's a Red Sox fan. Seeing her husband, Rob, probably because of Jackie Bradley Jr. But Jackie Bradley Jr. was unbelievable.
Sensational.
I mean, it's just unbelievable. I mean, you know what? The young man's always been great, but... in fact, I think Nikki's husband, Rob, wrote something about he has a clutch gene. He does.
Yep.
Yeah, it's inarguable. You know, I think he had like 5 RBIs in the month of September, but it's not September. It's October. It's when the games matter. You know, it's when Reggie Jackson used to make his name. Well, Jackie Bradley Jr. is making his name. I mean, that is 100% factual. Jackie Bradley Jr., South Carolina product, has been un-frigging believable. I mean, I went away from the TV for like a minute, right? And I come back, and Houston was winning. And I come back, and they're losing. And I'm thinking to myself, oh, Jackie Bradley Jr. just did it again. He did. He did it again. So, yeah, she's 100% right. Jackie Bradley Jr., just absolutely incredible. Johnny, are you a big baseball fan?
I am. It's
you
it's
can
difficult.
Say no, John.
Well, no, I enjoy the game. It's just difficult that I've always been a Pittsburgh Pirates fan, and I've seen us in the postseason twice.
Yeah.
So it's kind of hard to, you know, relate to these people that have teams that play in October.
Do you know who Wilbur Stargell was?
Yes.
Who was he?
Stargell played for the Pirates, right?
He was a slugger.
Yeah.
I mean, he hit tape measure home runs. How about Dave Parker?
Don't know who Dave Parker is.
You don't know who Dave...
Off the top of my head,
man. Your father's a Pirate fan, isn't he?
Mom's side, but yeah.
I need to go. Yeah,
I'll get a text from her in about 2 minutes saying you're crazy.
You're bad. Parker, like 6'5", tremendous overall player, size of a mountain, arguably the greatest throwing arm in baseball, outfield baseball history. He or Roberto Clemente or maybe Dwight Evans, that group of guys. Mm-hmm. And you can make a strong case that Parker had the greatest throwing arm in history. You know the funniest part about Parker, though? It was sort of that Mike Tyson thing. Yeah, this giant guy, this mountain of a guy, when he opened his mouth, he sounded like an 8-year-old girl.
but he was a tremendous player. Yeah, it's, you know, it sucks, John, to be sort of a young Pirate fan because you weren't around when they mattered.
No. I I mean, I was 4 or 5 when Barry Bonds left.
Yeah.
So it's, you know, I haven't exactly experienced all that. Those couple years with McCutcheon were nice, but
yeah,
that's...
Yeah, they were pretty nice. McCutcheon was a tremendous player. I mean, he's still living. He's still playing, but he's just, whatever reason, not the player he used to be.
No.
You know, I'm not sure why, but I'm more engaged in this baseball season than any recent baseball season in my memory, and I don't really have a reason why. I'm not sure what it is. It just... you know, maybe it was that the Red Sox and Houston seemed destined to play one another. I'm not sure. But I even have interest in the National League. I think that you know, I've been watching the Brewers-Dodgers series. Really, I've watched all the playoffs. I mean, I've been able to watch every inning all the time, depending on what else is going on. But I've been engaged. And, you know, look, the Brewers-Dodgers series, I mean, I have no idea what the Brewers are doing with their pitching staff, but it's fun or perhaps comical to watch. But, you know, look, I think people have thought all along that the World Series winner was going to come out of the National League or out of the American League this year, whether it be the Red Sox or Houston or the Yankees. And I think that's probably right. I mean, the Red Sox right now look like a machine. And even though they're down 3-1, I still think the only team that may really have a shot at them is still Houston. But, you know, look, the Dodgers still have great pitching. If Kershaw's on the top of his game, who knows? So a lot of baseball yet to be played, even though it looks like the American League series is over, based on what we saw last night. All right, as I said, lot to get to. You want to get in, join the conversation, you're welcome to 654-7627, 654-7627. Oh, a mea culpa. Listen to this, Ramona.
Yes. Hello, Ramona. Go ahead, I'm right here. I'm always right. Listening, Walt.
Yeah. All right, let me see if I can find this. And, of course, Twitter's not going to cooperate. But,
See, you didn't need me right away anyway.
Well, you two talk. I don't know how far back this is now. But I spoke to a brilliant doctor friend of mine last night. I texted him about the Nick Bosa injury. Here it is.
Yes.
Texted a brilliant doctor friend regarding the Bosa injury, and this is the bad part. I was right and wrong, and that's the conversation I had with him too. He said no conspiracy, Walt. He said I liked your story though. So in other words, this is what he said. I was right. Here's the part I was right about. He wrote me that the injury in layman's terms is often called a sports hernia, which is what I said. Mm-hmm. You know, and everything that I could find a sports hernia or hernia was saying that, you know, it's basically 4 weeks. But he added this. He added that it's a real injury with an 8 to 12 week recovery time. It's a rectus abdominal muscle tear off the rim of the pubic bone. That doesn't sound good.
No, that does not.
And so he did say that the recovery time is 8 to 12 weeks on the deal. So it's a legitimate injury. So the suggestion that I was making that, you know, that maybe it was, you know what else he said? This little thing with my knee. Today he suggested to me that this was my payback for that.
Whoa.
Yeah. Let's hope not.
So, yeah, so, 8 to 12 weeks.
Yeah, 8 to 12 weeks on 8 to 12 weeks on the Bosa injury. So those reports that said it was 12 weeks, hey, could well be accurate,
it's
as it
not
turns out.
It's not your fault that Gil Brandt let that stuff spill.
Well, yeah, but look, listen, I fully believed when I heard this, the nature of this injury, that we were talking about a hernia of some sort. And I spent a day suggesting it's a sports hernia. Well, that's the part I was right about. I was right about all that. It is a sports hernia. It's nothing more than that. You know, he added some other things. He added that that is simple. It's not really invasive, and
and he should have a total recovery in a relatively short period of time and all that stuff. But he did say that the time frame to reengage, what he actually said was, you know, he could, if he was doing your job, that he could come back in 4 weeks. He said, but if you're actually going to go back to competitive level of football, that it was going to be 8 to 12 weeks. So that's in that 12-week time frame that was suggested. So mea culpa, apparently that injury is 100% legitimate, and I had that wrong. So Nick Bosa, you know, did he still make a business decision? Yes, he did. But was the business decision, at least in part, influenced by his medical condition? Yes, it clearly was. So there's that. I hate that.
Yeah.
I thought it was like Sherlock Holmes. I had figured this whole thing out. You know, I had the whole thing figured out, and it turns out that, well, I had a little part of it figured out. You know, I knew all those words were just fancy jargon for sports hernia. I knew that. I just didn't know the specific time frame. I even tried another approach. I said, you know, yeah, but originally they said this was a left pelvic injury. Now it's bilateral. I said, does that change it? Meaning that, you know, could they still be trying to? No, he said. Yep. No, it doesn't. So 8 to 12 weeks, legitimate recovery time for Bosa, all legitimate. You want to get in, now's the time, 654-7627, 654-7627. We're live from Crescent Builders. Come see us. We have Papa John's Pizza. It's a beautiful day. We have Tigers for Tatas bracelets. Be a part of the solution. It's an issue that impacts everybody. You are not immune. It doesn't matter. You know, if you're a male and you think you're immune, do you know women? Do you have friends that are women? Your mother was presumably a woman. You know, do you have girlfriends, wives? It will impact everybody eventually. So be part of the solution now. You know, here's the thing. Maybe it's not impacting you now. Maybe this to your way of thinking is it's someone else's problem. But in 10 years, it's going to be your problem. And maybe within that 10 years, we can cure it with enough help. Before we get a break, let me tell you about Crude LED. Why Crude LED? Our products make a difference. A difference in daily cost of operation with lower electric bills and less maintenance for a better lit parking lot. Listen, well-lit parking lots are customer-friendly lots. Here's a newsflash. People don't want to go to businesses after dark that aren't well lit because of the world we live in. Security comes from lighting. Bad guys don't like lighting. That's why Crude LED will provide a better lit parking lot and a safer workspace and happy customers. Why Crude LED? Because we do all the paperwork to process your eligible Duke Energy rebates and credit them off your cost for installation up front. Why Crude LED? Innovation experience that delivers the right products with easy installation using the latest technology. Call Crude LED today, 864-401-8156, 864-401-8156. You can get in on the phone lines, 654-7627. Tiger Terrier, you'll be up first when we get back. Quick break.
Join me, William Quackenbush, and Donnell Clark this Friday night for the Tri-County Tech High School Football Game of the Week, presented by Granger Nissan. This week's game is Greer at Eastside. Pre-game starts at 7 p.m. right here on 105.5 The Roar.
Bojangles believes that boneless chicken should be full of flavor. That's why we serve bold, craveable Chicken Supremes. For a limited time, get a Chicken Supreme snack with 4 Supremes and a made-from-scratch biscuit for just $3.99. Bojangles, it's bow time.
Jeez, dude, you need to change your blinker fluid.
That's not a thing.
And your thoracic couplet is totally shot.
Really?
It is.
Look, nothing gets by me. Just like this oil filter. Nothing gets by Purolator.
Hey, if you're using Purolator Boss, you know your stuff.
Oh, yeah. Protection up to 15,000 miles.
Ooh, but you really should replace your Vesuvius valve.
Stop talking.
Now get a Purolator Bosch premium oil filter and 5 quarts of synthetic oils for $32.99 at Advance Auto Parts. See store for details.
It's Dabo again. One of the fastest growing crimes these days is package theft. We're all ordering more online, and a stack of boxes on your front porch can be quite the temptation. Priority One Security provides the protection you need with their video doorbell system. You can record any movement or answer the door from your smartphone, no matter where you are. Priority One. Trust in us.
See us on the web at PriorityOneSecurity.com. That's Priority, the number one, Security.com. 888-407-SAFE.
Help the Clemson Tigers tackle hunger by donating to the Palmetto Series Food and Funds Drive, benefiting Golden Harvest Food Bank. The Palmetto Series Drive helps feed local families struggling with hunger. For every dollar you donate, Golden Harvest can provide 3 meals to a local family in need. And you'll help Clemson University to win the coveted Palmetto Series Cup. Visit goldenharvest.org to give today. Again, that's goldenharvest.org to feed a local family in need.
Hey, man, what you shoveling out the back of your truck?
BS. A lot of BS. I've been truck shopping down there at a big city dealership. I got a lot of BS on price and selection. I need a hometown dealer.
Hey, I'm Matthew Murdoch. Don't settle for the other guy's BS. BS should stand for better selection, better service, and a better sales experience. And you'll find it at Ed Murdoch Superstores, your local Ford, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram dealer. Ed Murdoch Superstores, where you are family without the BS. Come see us in Livonia, Georgia, or at edmurdochsuperstores.com.
Zero Res is the answer to cleaning at its finest with no harsh chemicals. No residue, safe from toxins, and your carpet, upholstery, tile, and grout will stay cleaner longer. Spell it forwards or backwards, it's the right way to clean. Zero Res, Greenville.com.
Life can be complicated from time to time. If you need a local attorney, Nick Lavery will help you navigate any issue, whether it's criminal, personal injury, or if you need help with a residential or commercial real estate closing. With over 19 years of experience and a former state prosecutor, Nick knows the law. The office of Smith, Jordan, and Lavery is conveniently located in downtown Clemson. Ready to win? Call Nick today at 864-654-3680 for your free consultation today.
Every year, WCCP gives you a chance to get our one-of-a-kind Tigers for Tatas wristband. All money goes to Dabo Swinney's All In Foundation, and you'll get your chance to grab a few and talk sports with Brad and Ben on October 18th. The press box will be hanging out at Locomart on Old Greenville Highway from 9 until noon. Locomart's teaming up with Tiger Moving Company to move some Tigers for Tatas wristbands. We'll have Papa John's Pizza and giveaways, too. Join us October 18th from 9 till noon at Locomart from 105.5 The Roar.
M&L Mobile Home Supplies is the largest retail mobile home parts store in the upstate. They're your source for heat pumps, heating and air replacement parts, doors, tubs, showers, vinyl windows, skirting, decks, water heaters, everything you need. And they'll install vapor barriers, insulated floors, ductwork, and heat pumps. For 32 years, the staff at M&L Mobile Home Supplies has served the upstate's mobile home needs. M&L Mobile Home Supplies, 1128 Bypass in Anderson, or online at mnlsupply.com.
Here at The Roar, community means everything to us, and our friends at Carolina Alliance Bank feel the exact same way. They are the community bank you've been looking for. Whether it is business or personal banking needs, Carolina Alliance offers competitive low rates and the customer care you thought was a thing of the past. Convenient locations in Greenville, Easley, Powderville, and Anderson. They can help you meet your financial goals. Visit them online at CarolinaAllianceBank.com. Carolina Alliance Bank, here for you every day. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Make your next corporate party or team-building event one to remember with Local Q. Featuring a wide-ranging menu of mouth-watering, in-house smoked barbecue, signature craft cocktails, 25 rotating drafts, and hundreds of classic games to play, Local Q is the place to break the ice with coworkers, friends, and family. We'll craft you the perfect menu featuring all the Local Q favorites, whether for 50 people or 250. Local Q has the room for you. Reserve your venue today by visiting localq.com.
No one knows sports like Walt knows sports. It's Road Rage with Walt Deptula on 105.5 The Roar.
I'm not going to lie. I'm impressed.
Now back to Walt and Ramona.
Hanging about, hanging, hanging on the sky. Did you get-
Walt Deptula Road Rage, we're WCCP 105.5 The Roar. We are back live from Crescent Builders in Easley. We have the Tigers for Tatas bracelets here. Again, listen, it's an incredibly noble effort where all of the money is directed locally. Every penny is accounted for. All of it benefits the local community. Listen, one of the great problems, as I indicated earlier, with these charities of today is you just don't know. I mean, you know, you want to be philanthropic when people hit you up, but you get hit up all the time. You get hit up by so many. And again, even some of the big name charities in recent years have been found out to be, I don't want to say, well, some of them have been semi-fraudulent. You know, so here's a situation where you know the source. You know where the money goes. It all goes back into your local community over an issue that's going to impact all of us. So by all means, come and buy the Tigers for Tatas bracelets. Buy them at every event that you see. Again, our friends at Priority One are matching your purchase. So when you buy 20, they buy 20. In other words, when you spend $100, they match it with $100. So your money is going that much further. So take advantage of it. We appreciate it. And again, it's a tremendous cause. So get involved in it. And I'll be here today. And I'll be telling you where I am tomorrow so you can find us there. And all of the shows are out and about, and you can purchase the bracelets at any of the locations. So by all means, come and see us today. You know, I realize that we're a bit far out, but we're not that far out. It's not that hard to get here. If you're coming off of 85, just get on 153. You know, if you're traveling north, take a left off the exit. And it's out like 6 miles, I think. And it's traffic isn't bad at all. There's one place where it's held up like a minute, and then it's just smooth sailing right here. So come on out and see us. Bring the family, get some Papa John's pizza, and buy some All In Foundation Tigers for Tatas bracelets. You'll be helping a very great cause. So please get involved. All right. John and Ramona, I want to take a look at the Carolina Alliance Bank You Pick'em games. Have we even gone over these games at all? I think we just ran through them, right, Ramona? Or did we even do that? We started to do that?
We started it.
Okay, but we didn't come to any conclusions or anything. We didn't talk about any breakdowns of any of those games.
You talked about the games, but we didn't make any picks because I hadn't made any picks yet.
Yeah, I don't think
so
I talked about...
You talked about a couple of them, but not in great detail.
Yeah, I don't think I said really anything, because I'm not likely to say it before we actually have the entries in. We usually save that for Thursday. All right, let's take a look at those games. We'll get John's picks as well, and why, and all that stuff. And I can't wait for your rationale, Ramona, as to who you picked and why. Well, you're doing very well in this contest this year again.
I can't believe it, but
yes.
I don't know.
Yeah, it's amazing. It is amazing. All right. Game number one.
We're doing this now?
Yeah, now. Yeah, now.
All right. Game number one.
You have something. You have something.
No,
what you doing
there,
Ramona, back
to
the station?
Doing
a crossword puzzle there at back the station or something?
I thought you were going to go
eating Chef Boyardee back at the station.
That's all.
Stuffing pizza down your gullet back at the station.
Like I said, I thought you were going to go.
No,
the
hint is that I've said three times already during the show that we're going to start out there.
Yeah, but you know.
Yeah.
You always do that when you say that.
All right.
Okay.
Well, let's try again.
Ready?
Yeah.
All right. The first game is Stanford at Arizona.
And that is tonight.
That is tonight.
Yeah. A Thursday night game, Ramona.
Yes.
Or to your way of thinking, a 5 p.m. start.
No, I just thought it had to be in at 5. I thought that the game started then because she was so avid in on time and da-da-da-da-da. And it started at 7:30, which is after your show. So why would I have it in my picks after your show?
Thank goodness there aren't any games in India this week, at least.
No, there's
no games in India.
No games in India.
Yeah. All right, so Stanford and ASU. Stanford and Arizona State.
Yes.
you want to, you know what, we'll let John start. How about that?
And then we're going
we'll
to let John start. Okay. Go ahead, John. Start.
All right. I have picked Stanford a few times this season. Every time I have, they've lost. So kind of you hear throughout the stage people say different teams are dead to them. Right now, Stanford's dead to me, and I'm going with Arizona State. I also think Herm Edwards is doing a fantastic job there with N'Keal Henry at wide receiver, and they've got a solid defense. I'm going to take Arizona State.
You know, David Shaw has won like 75% of his games since he's been there.
Yes, he's done a fantastic job. One of my favorite coaches in the country.
You know, I've had a rule in past years that I always take the power teams against any school that comes out of Arizona, because any school that comes out of Arizona in recent years have just been absolute puff does. And that has been an ongoing belief of mine. But so anything else there, John, the big breakdown of the Arizona State Stanford game?
No, I've just picked Stanford too many times and they burned me. So. Okay.
All right, Ramona, what say you?
Okay. The next game. Oh, no, see, now, see, this confuses me. Oh,
it doesn't take much, Ramona, to be honest with you. There are uno, dos, tres, three of us. We're all commenting and breaking down the same game at the same time. He went first.
Okay.
Now it's your turn. Then after that, it'll be my turn. You see how it works?
Yes. Okay. I picked Stanford. Stanford's a 2.5-point favorite. I don't know anything about Arizona State. And I just picked Stanford, and now I think I'm going to regret it.
Why?
Because y'all are saying bad things about them.
Well, look, I think there are enough bad I just said David Shaw of Stanford's won 75% of his games. How's that a bad thing?
I didn't hear that part.
Yeah. Here's the thing. I've known for several weeks now that Stanford can't run the ball. I mean, for more than several weeks. That's why I've gone against them several times and why I guaranteed that Utah was going to beat them at Stanford. That was a road rage guarantee. And Utah didn't just beat them. They stomped on them. And the thing is, you know, they're supposed to be at full strength. They're supposed to have Bryce Love back. But the problem is they can't run the ball. I mean, you know, I mentioned back when they played Cal Davis that their average yards to go on third down were 10.6 against Cal Davis. And you know, and their running game has just not worked. The reason it's not worked is because the offensive line hasn't been any good. They've had injuries up front. They're a little healthier than they've been, but they've not been able to block anybody. So it doesn't matter whether it's Bryce Love or whether it's Jordan Scarlett. They've not been able to run the ball, and that's where that offense starts. And if you can't run the football, then David Shaw's offense really doesn't work. And they have some weapons. I mean, they have some weapons in the passing game. You've got an All-American caliber receiver. You have an All-American caliber tight end. You have a pretty good quarterback. You know, so they certainly have some weapons. But the other problem is this. Defensively, they haven't stopped anybody. They're just not very good on defense either. So they combine the fact they can't run the ball with the fact they're not very good on defense. Meanwhile, and oh, by the way, they've been blown out several times. They were blown out at Notre Dame. They were blown out at home by Utah. And let's be honest, they were being blown out by Oregon. Now, Oregon's a good football team, but and I know how that thing wound up. I don't know how it got there, but I know how it wound up. But nonetheless, you know, had the right call been made, they legitimately would have trailed that game 31-7. And there would have been no comeback. So, meanwhile, Arizona State keeps playing competitive games. Even when they've lost, they've only lost by 7. And what would you say, John, is the best performance authored by either one of these teams this year?
I would say either Stanford's comeback against Oregon or Arizona State against Michigan State.
Yeah. I mean, those are two good calls. And then I think the other one is Arizona State's performance at Washington, where they lost 27-20 off mm-hmm. the top of my head. And listen, if you can go to Washington, which is a really tough place to play, and compete and stay in that game, Washington's better than Stanford is. And so my thought process is Arizona State's unbeaten at home. They have a really significant home field advantage. They have a a talented back in Benjamin, and he has been killing people. And meanwhile, Stanford can't stop the run. And so I think when and also they have the better quarterback. Manny Wilkins, the better quarterback in this game. It's not even close. And I think Wilkins' touchdown interception ratio is 11-1. And I think he has 11 touchdown passes on the year versus one interception. I just think that this is a game that playing at home, Arizona State should win. Now, if they don't, the reason will be this. They start 3-2 freshmen defensively. And they're going to have to go up against Stanford's big receivers, most notably J.J. Arcega-Whiteside from the state of South Carolina. And if you go back and you watch Arizona State on film and some of these losses, the Colorado game, the Washington game, they let receivers get behind them. And they're not real big and physical in that secondary. And that may be an area that Stanford has an advantage. But I've been going against Stanford because I don't like the fact they can't run the ball. As I've been saying week after week, it's just not who they are. And now, you know, here's what we're going to find out. Do you know how many yards Bryce Love ran for in this game a year ago? Obviously, the game at Stanford. Do you know how many yards Love ran for?
I'm going to go for buck 25.
301.
I was way off.
Bryce Love rushed for 301 yards against Arizona State last year at Stanford. But you know the strangest part of that game? Even with the 301, they only won 34-24. And I'm not sure that Bryce Love gets anywhere near 100 in this game. I think, you know, he's had, last year Bryce Love had 13 runs of 50 yards or more. You know how many he has this year? One. I just think the offensive line's broken. And if you can't establish him, then I think Stanford's just the team. And so far, they've not established Bryce Love in any game.
Mm-mm.
Not a single game. I mean, I'm not 100% positive of this, but I think his high rushing game might be like 85. And Rocky Long and San Diego State held him to 20 yards. You know, because they hold everybody to 20 yards. They don't allow you to run the ball against them, which is another reason I love Rocky Long. But, you know, I think Arizona State has an edge here playing at home against a Stanford team that is trying to figure out who they are and trying to figure out an identity. So I went Arizona State. So, Ramona, on the very first game, we have a difference. Right?
Ooh.
How about that? Joe, I'm coming right to you as soon as we get back. Don't go anywhere. We're live from Crescent Builders. Come see us. Come bring the kids. Bring the neighbors' kids. Bring the family. Come stuff your face with Papa John's pizza. It's hot. It's excellent. You'll thank me later. And buy some Tigers for Tata's bracelets. You'll feel better about yourself. You'll have a very fashionable bracelet to wear as well. You'll also thank me later for that. Let me tell you about Westminster Vision. Doctor of Optometry, Paul Coppola, founded 1996. Vision correction, contact lens dispensing, everything is guaranteed. Even, you know, here's the thing. They make custom frames and lenses. They do the lenses themselves in-house. When I talk about Eye Care Genius, that's what they're talking about. Lots of people like their frames. And the bad part about having to get new glasses is you often have to give up your existing frames. Not at Westminster Vision. They can often reuse your existing frames, and they do the lenses themselves. Affordable Health Care Act approved. Everything gets explained until you get it. Third location in Pendleton now, across from the QT. Personable staff. You deal directly with Dr. Coppola. Three locations to serve you. The Pendleton location, 1390 Tiger Boulevard in Clemson, and 111 Retreat Street in Westminster. I'm going to give you the Clemson number rather than confuse you with three numbers. 864-654-4141. 864-654-4141. Give them a call today. Trust me, you will thank me later. Quick break. We'll be back.
Safe at home plate in the Priority One Security Studios. We are WCCP, Clemson, Greenville, 105.5, The Roar.
M&L Mobile Home Supplies is the largest retail mobile home parts store in the upstate. They're your source for heat pumps, heating and air replacement parts, doors, tubs, showers, vinyl windows, skirting, decks, water heaters, everything you need. And they'll install vapor barriers, insulated floors, ductwork, and heat pumps. For 32 years, the staff at M&L Mobile Home Supplies has served the upstate's mobile home needs. M&L Mobile Home Supplies, 1128 Bypass in Anderson, or online at mnlsupply.com.
You have cracks in your driveway, sidewalk, or settling pool decks? Why tear it out when you can lift it? Canty Foundation Specialists can raise concrete slabs back to its original position using our patented PolyLevel process. Call Canty today at 864-475-1671. Don't replace it, raise it. 475-1671, or visit us at cantyfoundationsc.com.
Hi, this is Coach Dabo Sweeney. You know, when it comes to buying or servicing a vehicle, I always choose Toyota of Easley for their great selection, affordable prices, and outstanding customer service. Toyota of Easley is a family-owned business, and in all the years I've been a customer, I've always been treated like family. I encourage you to visit Toyota of Easley if you're looking for a new or pre-owned vehicle or in need of service. Toyota of Easley is all in, and their name means a great